With a repertoire of more than 80 roles in opera houses all over the world, Thomas Hampson is no stranger to opera audiences. Luca Pizzaroni is known for singing a broad range of repertoire from Baroque to Mozart and Beethoven to Schoenberg and Tarek O'Regan. The two men come to the Lensic in Santa Fe Thursday at 7:30 p.m. for No Tenors Allowed. Thomas Hampson, how did you choose the repertoire for these concerts?
One Luke and I have done these concerts quite a bit, and the repertoire, we sing really mainstream operatic repertoire, serious opera, and perhaps duets that aren't heard out of the operatic context very much, but you'd be surprised how much material there actually is for baritone and bass baritone.
So did you have a overall goal or arc of the story in mind as you chose pieces?
We wanted to present a program that has an incredible amount of variety. We go from Mozart, which obviously has been the cornerstone of my career and Thomas' career, and then we wanted to progress through the bel canto with Bellini and end up with this monument of a duet that is the Don Carlo duet.
Luke and I really enjoy gala concerts. We enjoy duet concerts. I love working in duet. This has been a lot of fun, and I think it's very good for the audience that they hear pieces that are, you know, of the highest quality. I mean, this is some of the great excerpts of great operas in the canon.
Baritone Thomas Hampson and bass baritone Luca Pizzaroni are with me. They're singing in No Tenors Allowed tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Lensic. Mr. Hampson has quite a bit of repertoire recorded from the American Songbook. Would you say that you're as comfortable singing operetta and light pieces as you are with opera?
I wouldn't say that because I don't have the experience that Thomas has. First of all, I'm Italian, so we don't really grow up doing the American repertoire and the operetta repertoire. But, you know, I've been a fan of the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. from the beginning of my life. I find this music incredibly, not just beautiful, but it's so communicative. And so from the beginning, I decided that I wanted to do it. And I'm happy that I got to meet Thomas and to know Thomas, because he's a champion of this kind of music. And we get to sing it together in these concerts.
And a good song and a good story is a good song or a good story if it's written by a composer, whether it be someone from the 20th century or someone from the 17th or 18th century.
Absolutely. I cannot agree with you more. I mean, as long as the text is compelling and the music is compelling, what the composer and musicians and libertists tried to do was tell a story, was talk about what humans go through their life and trying to express this feeling and these challenges that they face in their lives to the audience. And so it's nice to see how, despite the change that the time has passed, our challenges and what we feel and how we feel it has not changed. It's absolutely the same.
So you do really get a chance to play the range of emotions from
Absolutely.
Tragic to comic, as well as the range of music and styles.
That's a wonderful point that I appreciate you making, because I think, you know, this isn't just a oh, come and adore me night. You know, there's some substance here. I think everything, I mean, Luke and I are very passionate about singing the human condition, singing the human heart, if you will. So we look at this as a rather invigorating kaleidoscope, and not any sort of, you know, drop by and whistle a few tunes and head out of town. It's not like that at all.
Not that you don't deserve an audience of people coming to adore you at the end of it.
That's very kind. I'm not going to go there. That's very kind.
Thomas Hampson and Luca Pizzaroni bring No Tenors Allowed tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. to the Lensic Performing Arts Center. Tickets in advance. Tickets at 988-1234 at the Lensic box office or online lensic.org. Thomas Hampson and Luca Pizzaroni, thank you so much for joining me today.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye-bye.